Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, in 3 John, John said to Gaius, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Well, I've come to understand that more and more. It's such a joy to see your own children grow up and serve the Lord, but even other children. And some of them feel like my kids are my grandkids. But many years ago, Lynn and I spent 20 years in Africa, and then I pastored my sending church for 9 years and taught missions at Ambassador Baptist College, and then came back at the request of Dr. Don Sisk and served as our Far East field director for 10 years. And during that time, I had the privilege of working with David and Jenny Harris and their family who were serving in Aomori, Japan. And that's up on the very top of the main island in Japan. They had served there faithfully for 20-plus years, almost 25, and they have 3 daughters and a son who came along a little later in life, and I've known all of them most of their lives, and they're great friends. But to watch those young ladies and son grow up and go to Bible college and serve the Lord, and I'm going to tell you today about Jessica, one of the Harris daughters who taught Christian school at Murfreesboro, Tennessee, at Franklin Road Baptist Church for a long time. And then God has called her to go to the country of New Zealand. So let me come back now to her news. She says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. I'm in my last meeting before I head to the field. Well, as I'm telling you, she's already there. She says, I can't even believe that the time has come to move to New Zealand. I'm very excited and I'm very nervous. It seems like just yesterday that I started this incredible journey, and time has flown by. But I can't begin to describe all that God has taught me while on deputation and how many incredible things I have seen him do. It was such an honor to meet so many of you and to see your heart for missions. Thank you for your faithful prayers and encouragement. I'm overwhelmed at the encouragement I have received and the friends I've made along the way, and now I am blessed to partner with many incredible churches to fulfill the Great Commission. Thank you also for the incredible gifts that I've received from many of you. And of course, I'm going to insert here that I keep saying deputation is not a wasted time. It's a growing time in the life of these young missionaries. Now, back to Jessica's news, she said, I've had a unique opportunity first to do a children's program for the missionary kids at my parents' regional field conference in Japan and the Philippines, and then headed off to New Zealand. And back on March the 21st, she arrived. Please continue to pray for safety and open doors and soft hearts. I look forward to getting settled and busy reaching the people of New Zealand with the gospel. Now, let me just reiterate, I've done it many times here, but our single ladies who go out are going to assist church planting missionaries on the field. And in this case, Jessica will be working with one of our BMI missionary couples in the City of Christ Church in New Zealand, and she has some prayer requests. Pray that the Lord will continue to provide the remaining support that she needs. Pray for direction as she buys a car and she finds a house to live in and gets established. And then pray that the Lord would bring in my visa before it's time to head to the field, and that the Lord would use my family to be a blessing and encouragement to our missionaries in Japan and the Philippines. And again, I rejoice for these fine young people who God has called to go across the world and take the gospel to people who greatly need it.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.